when you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Man for Woman titled I Fell on You.
Oh, ouchie.
You were the athletic looking woman in the purple leggings looking like you were nailing every yoga pose.
Oh, wow.
I was the guy who turned Warrior 3 into a full contact sport by falling directly into you.
Oh, no.
First, let me thank you for not calling me out in front of the class.
Yeah.
Or reporting me to the yoga police.
The yoga police?
Instead, you helped me up. You flashed that cute smile of yours and told me, don't worry, I've been faking it this whole time.
What?
Honestly, I've never heard anything more poetic and beautiful in my whole life.
Just trying to put him at ease.
I spent the rest of the class trying to redeem myself, but I'm pretty sure I turned Downward Dog into something that would terrify an actual dog. Just as I was going to ask you if you wanted to grab a beer after class, you made an embarrassing noise that you tried to cover up with a cough.
Oh, no, no.
And you left before I could tell you to blame it on me. That's right. I was going to fall on that grenade for you.
Oh, no. What a gentleman. They say chivalry is dead. No, no.
If you see this, I'd love to make it up to you. Maybe we could both, quote, fake it through another yoga class.
She's not coming back.
Or maybe grab that beer I promised you.
No.
Namaste or something.
No, she's never coming back. That, again, worst nightmare. Like, that's why you'll never catch me doing a class.
Signed, so, Terry.
Oh, Terry! Terry!
Terry.
Terry just needs to find his cute yoga farter.
Now, to be fair, we don't know what embarrassing noise it was.
We made assumptions.
We did make assumptions.
We did.
All right,
we did.
It's
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This is a woman from Ann Pickles Olives in one hot grocery cart crash.
Oh, danger.
Another collision. Yeah.
Okay.
You were the hot guy in the dirty hoodie scrolling your phone while reaching for a jar of olives.
Okay.
I was a cute girl who clearly was not paying attention as I went for the pickles.
Okay.
Our carts collided like two ships in a very poorly managed harbor.
Okay.
Sending jars of pickles and olives rolling down the aisle like tiny glass bowling balls.
Oh, no.
Like a knight from the kingdom of pickles.
What? Like a knight?
You helped me rescue my rogue jar while I heroically saved your olives from a tragic end.
It's a true fairy tale.
I mean, really, she is writing
she
this.
She is writing it like a fairy tale.
Like a romance novel. Somehow we'd swapped carts without realizing it.
Uh-huh.
You stared at the quinoa in your cart like it was an alien artifact.
Oh.
While I tried to figure out why my cart suddenly had about 10 frozen pizzas, D batteries, and a bulk pack of Hot Pockets.
Very
different shopping list.
Very different.
When I laughed and said, is this dinner for you or a frat house?
Uh-huh.
You smirked and said, don't knock the pizza rolls until you had them with a glass of wine.
Oh.
Oh, my. The way you spoke was like Shakespeare to my ears. I wish we could talk pickles and pizza rolls for hours, but you grabbed your olives and rolled off before I could ask your name.
Oh, no.
Ah, if you see this, maybe we can grab some pizza rolls, wine, and you can show me your pickle.
What? Whoa.
Well, that last line surprised me.
I mean, I'm sure just talking about the jar, right?
Sure. She's just talking about the produce.
All right, so whether you fell into the woman of your dreams while you were attending a yoga class.
The cute yoga farter. Yeah. We're looking for you.
We're assuming. We're making assumptions here. Or you're looking for the knight in shining pickles.
You're looking for Pickle Boy at the grocery store.
Yeah. It can be one thing, and that's
Craigslist.